Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you...
That's 38 Special, bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Gary Surak. Gary, I need your website, please.
GarySurak.com.
All right. So then Surak Financial Services is his company. The American Dream Revisited is one of his books. The other one is If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Am I missing anything?
Nope, you got them.
All right.
Third one coming, but not yet.
There you go. Gary, when we were talking earlier about how you help your clients keep your key people using deferred comp and insurance and different kind of financial services, folks, these are things that you can do in your company. And another thing, though, I think, and you hit on this a little bit, Gary, which is why I want to talk about this. Today, in today's world, if you have an employee that is key to you that you don't even want to think about losing, then you need to say to yourself, that person is probably being poached right now. Somebody is looking at that person, or they've already contacted that person. You need to presume that that person is in jeopardy for you, don't you, Gary?
Oh, absolutely. And that is a very, very true statement. Even in my own world, I have about 15 employees. Well, a couple of my employees are just stellar, and they're in the health insurance business, which is tough to find good people. There are companies constantly calling my two employees trying to hire them.
Yeah, and headhunters. I mean, they'll hire headhunters. And these guys are professionals at bringing people in.
They're good.
And so here's the thing, though, Gary. What I've tried to tell people is, all right, so when you get over the shakes from thinking about, you know, what would happen if they left, when you kind of come to back to your normal behavior, say to yourself, okay, if that person said to me, I'm leaving because this is what they've offered me, and you're willing to say, well, how about if I offer you this much? So imagine what is the most that you would possibly offer them to keep them if they told you they were being poached. And whatever that number is, whatever that package is, you probably need to do that today. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. And I think the more proactive you are in this, the better off you'll be.
Because you'd rather go to them and say, this is what I want to do. I realize that I've got to be competitive. This is what I'm going to do for you, so you don't ever have to come to me and say, I'm going to be poached. Because when you're having a poached conversation with them, they've already told you, I'm for sale. I could go.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I have a client of mine who called me, and he said, Gary, I need a quote. I'm hiring this gentleman who's 50 years old, and I want to put some money into a deferred comp plan for him. I didn't tell him about it yet. We're negotiating, but this is the last piece. When I get with him and we get close, this is the one I'm going to pull off of and show him what I want to do for him. And quite frankly, that guy has hired a bunch of people using the deferred comp, the last piece of the puzzle.
Wow.
And it's strong. And all of a sudden,
it's called the velvet hammer, right?
Yes, it is. But it's very, very effective. So, yeah, the truth of the matter is,
and it makes you look a lot more sophisticated, too, right? I mean, it adds to your level of sophistication.
Oh, no question. And I also think there's a whole level of protection that you're building for yourself. So I'll give you a great example. I have an owner, and he's got owns a manufacturing business, and he's got two people that run that company. He goes out of town, and those two people run it. And I said to him one day, I said, if one of those guys got hit by a Budweiser truck, how much vacation would you lose a year? He goes away about 8 weeks a year. He said, oh, I wouldn't leave at all. And I said, well, don't you think there's some value to that? And he looked at me and says, what am I supposed to do? So anyhow, but it's an interesting question to ask someone. I did ask a guy one time that, and he turned his – I swear to God, he turned as white as the shirt I was wearing.
But you know –
And I said,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Crazy. No. It's one of those things where people don't think about it, and then all of a sudden it happens to them, and they find
But if you have people that are that important to you, and you can't afford or aren't willing to fund the financial instruments to keep them on in a sophisticated way, then they're probably not working for a company that they should be working for. You're probably, your company is probably, this is tough love, Gary. I give it out sometimes. Your employee is probably going to be looking for a company that has that ability to provide that. And so now we got to look back on your pricing structure. We got to look back on your business model. Why am I not making enough money? Why am I not more successful? Or if I am successful, why am I not willing to share?
That is such a big one. The last one may be the most important one of all, because so many owners are just not willing to share. And when they really realize what could happen to them, they get a little looser in the wallet. But there's a bunch of them that just look and say, "No, nope, I'll figure it out." And I'm saying, "Yeah, you really won't."
Well, those people, okay, those are the people that the poachers want to know about, because those are the easy ones.
Absolutely.
That's the low hanging fruit right there.
Oh yeah, and the problem is the talent isn't there right now to replace those people.
That's right.
And that's why. And just like you said in the beginning, it's just not there. Therefore, when you lose somebody that's really key and valuable, go try and figure out how to replace them. And furthermore, it's almost impossible to train them what the person left knew.
That's exactly right.
It just doesn't work.
Gary, I need your website again, please.
GarySurak.com.
All right. And the books are there. Hey, Gary, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen. Great report there on how to find and keep good people. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasting. Game Secret.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.